A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches, Rosh Hashanah 8a, pagination, page 15. The Gemara is addressing the statement of the original Mishnah of the Masechta in which we were told, Be'echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. On the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah by the years. And the Gemara wants to know what is the Mishnah referring to Rosh Hashanah to the years. So one approach is that it has to do with the date that's going to be put into a document based on the monarchy of the king. And the Gemara mentions that had we been dealing with a Jewish king, so then that would count from the month of Nisan. If, however, you're coming in the monarchy of a non-Jewish king, if that's how you're writing the date, so that date counts from Tishrei, that's considered the new year. The Gemara also suggests that it has to do with Tikufos, with the calculation of astronomy and seasons. B'tisha nivra ha'olam, because the world was created in Tishrei, and therefore that's how the calculations are done. Just as a side observation, because it'll help us in the next piece of the Gemara, the world wasn't actually created starting in Tishrei. When we say Hayom Haras Olam on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, we're referring to mankind. The sixth day of creation was the first day of Tishrei. But actually, going back into the month of Elul is when Bereshis Bara Elokim, Es HaShemayim Ve'es HaOretz V'HaOretz Haisa Sohu Vavohu, is referring to the month of Elul, Shanas Tohu, a time period that is, I guess the best description is more abstract. We do the actual calculations from the time of Adam being created, and we refer to that as Hayom Haras Olam, the beginning of the world. The reason that that is helpful is because it synchronizes our thinking with the next statement, which is the famous one. What does it mean, Echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim? The Gemara gives a third explanation. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, I'm five lines from the bottom, l'din. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says it's referring to the day of judgment. Just like first man was created on Rosh Hashanah, so too, on that birthday, mankind gets reassessed. Just like Adam was judged after the sin of the Eitz Hadas, so too mankind is judged on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is that anniversary of reassessment. Lidin, for judgment. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Mereshis Hashanah, from the beginning of the year, v'ad acharis shana, until the end of year. Mereshis hashana niden mayehe besofa. There's a concept of judgment in the beginning of the year as to how the year will play itself out all the way till the end. I remember the year of 9/11. So after the destruction of the Twin Towers, Rav Matisyo Solomon observed that it happened at the very end of the month of Elul. It was already Slichas time. And his comment was, keep in mind, Mereshis Hashanah V'ad Acharis Shanah, this decision that we were going to get this shake-up right before the Rosh Hashanah of the following year had already been calculated and decided Rosh Hashanah time. And the awe of Rosh Hashanah is tremendous because significant things are decided. That's Mereshis Hashanah, from the beginning of the year. The Gemara asks, "Mimai de Tishrei hu? How do you know that the Yom HaDin that's being referred to is Tishrei? It says from the beginning of the year. It's only if you know that it's Tishrei, so then you know that that pasuk is referring to the Yom HaDin of Tishrei. But how? What was the first step to begin with that told you that Yom HaDin is Tishrei, that the Day of Judgment is Rosh Hashanah? Dichsiv, because it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, blow on Rosh Chodesh a shofar, b'kesa l'yom chagenu, when the holiday is hidden. And the end of the pasuk, as we'll see on Amid Beis, kichok liYisrael hu mishpat leke Yaakov, because it's a day of judgment. So we see that on the day of the blowing of the shofar, when the holiday is hidden, it's a day of judgment, and that refers to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara explains, Ezehu chag shachodesh miskasa bo, which holiday is it that the Rosh Chodesh, that the new moon, is covered, meaning it's not easily discernible because the moon is still so small. The moon waxes and wanes. It's barely perceptible, barely visible. On Rosh Chodesh, Hevei Omer Zeh Rosh Hashanah. It's referring to Rosh Hashanah. That's the holiday when the moon is barely perceptible. Uksiv, and the pasuk is telling you, Kichok liYisrael hu mishpat l'lokei Yaakov, that it is a day of judgment. And therefore, when we understand that there's a day which will influence the rest of the year, Mereshis Hashanah ve'ad achar Hashana, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. I'd like to share with you two thoughts on the psukim that the Gemara is bringing. The Gemara is bringing them in a certain context, but they are also very insightful on a new level, a new dimension. So the first pasuk was Mereshis Hashanah ve'ad achar Hashana, from the beginning of the year until the end of year. So the Mefarshim wonder why it says the year in the beginning of the pasuk and then a year at the end of the pasuk. And the Dvar Torah goes very simply. In the beginning of a year, Rosh Hashanah time, we're saying this is going to be the year. This is the year for change, for accomplishment, for whatever our goals are. But then, unfortunately, by the time the year is over, it often happens that we say it was a year. It was a year. It was good. It was a year. But it wasn't the year. And the goal, each Rosh Hashanah, and really what makes it that we at least accomplish what we do each year, is that we go into Rosh Hashanah with exuberance that it's going to be Hashanah. And as a result, we do have success, even if by the end of the year, we yearn for even greater success. It's actually a pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk says, Sof davar me reishiso. The end of something rather is from its beginning. So Rashi has two understandings of that pasuk, both of them very powerful. One is, Sof davar me reishiso. The end of something is from its beginning. If the beginning is good, then the end will reflect that good beginning. The other insight, also from Rashi, over there in Koheles, is, Sof davar me reishiso. Better to judge something by its end rather than from its beginning. Because in the beginning, we can say whatever we want. But in the end, you see what actually happened. The second Dvar Torah that I'd like to share is on the pasuk Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel l'yom chagenu. Blow on Rosh Chodesh a shofar, referring to Rosh Hashanah. It's hidden our holiday. So, our Gemara tells us what's hidden is the moon itself is hidden. And the pasuk ended off that it's a chok and a mishpat, it's a day of judgment. An additional insight over here, b'kesel liyom chagenu, what's hidden is the holiday. What's confusing to us, if we would contemplate it, is why is Rosh Hashanah a Yom Tov, a good day, a holiday? It's a day of judgment. We should be in trepidation. A true, observant, perceptive person should be nervous on Rosh Hashanah, and on the contrary, by us, it's a holiday. Why? So the Torah writes, "Bituchim sheyasu lohem nes," because Klal Yisrael are confident that Hashem will make a miracle for them, so that even if in judgment we have shortcomings, but the love, the affection, Hashem sees we're trying, and we want that relationship with Him, so we're confident that Hashem is going to work it out for us and grant us a good year, and therefore we have an obligation to wear holiday garments. It's a festive, important day, of course, with sensitivity. We don't go extravagant. It's not a holiday like some of the others, but it is the threshold of a holiday. It's big day Yom Tov and festive meals. There's an interesting Gemara that says that the angels ask Hashem, why don't the Jewish people say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? And the question on the angels' question is, how could they say Hallel? It's a day of judgment. And that's in fact what the Gemara answers, that Hashem tells them it's a day of judgment. How could they say Hallel? But what the angels were asking, it seems, is that Hashem is so benevolent on Rosh Hashanah. He tries so hard to work it out for us. And they're wondering, even for him? Even for her? And Hashem says, yes, we're working it out for people. That they say, so why don't the Jewish people say Hallel? And the answer is, because even though Hashem is being benevolent, and it is a Yom Tov, it's a good day, but it's still a day of judgment. And on a day of judgment, you can't say Hallel. That's inappropriate. That's going too far. But that is indeed the balance in Rosh Hashanah and the very special nature of Rosh Hashanah. It's a day of renewal, just as it was a day of creation in the beginning of creation. It's a day of judgment. It's also a day of benevolence. Bakese leyom chagenu. It's hidden from us why it's a holiday, but to Hashem, it's a mishpat. It's a mitzvah that's reason is clear, because this is the day when Klal Yisrael and Hashem reaffirm and rejuvenate the relationship. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.